Welcome to Chinook. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson with the fourth running of the Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race in Bethel in January 1983. KYUK's Corey Flintoff.
The Kuskokwim 300 mushers drawing for positions. We've got some of the top dog mushers, top racers in Alaska here tonight, and some of the top local Kuskokwim mushers here to draw for their starting positions in the race that starts at noon on Wednesday. 300 miles to Aniak and back, bound to be the best and the fastest race that we've ever seen on the Kuskokwim.
The 1983 race was the fastest in 4 years of racing. Bethel's Myron Angstman came back to Bethel 65 hours, 15 minutes, and 21 seconds after he left, just over 6 hours faster than Jerry Austin's winning time the year before. There were lots of top teams from around the state, including George Atla, Emmett Peters, Clarence Tuorok, Eep Anderson, Herbie Nyakpuk, and Joe Garney. And for a change, the weather at the starting line wasn't rainy. Gust Chocknock of New Stoyahawk and Akiak's Mike Williams, who won Rookie of the Year honors, were the first two of the 44 mushers out of the chute.
Mike, how are you feeling right now?
I feel good. I feel real good about the dogs and myself, and the weather is beautiful.
How far are you hoping to get tonight?
I don't know. Maybe Kalskag.
See you on the trail then.
Five, four, three, two, one, and they're off. Mike Williams from Akiak, just chucking up from New Stoyahawk, breaking the trail, moving on out. The first 2 miles out of the chute for this fourth running of the
Kuskokwim. Out of the chute and I'm on my way. Moving along like a spirit of the wind. 300 miles on the Kuskokwim, 300 miles on the Kuskokwim.
After crossing 2 miles of tundra, the mushers and their teams of 9 to 16 dogs were on the main trail, mostly icy and on or near the Kuskokwim River. After starting between noon and 1 p.m., by 3:30 the next morning, several mushers had already covered the 98 miles from Bethel to the village and checkpoint of Lower Kalskag. More than a dozen people stood outside in the wind next to the checkpoint building with its revolving red beacon to guide the mushers in. In the darkness, no one could tell who the mushers were until they pulled up into the light. Guy Blankenship of Fairbanks came in first, followed a minute later by George Atla.
How's the trail been?
Kind of rough. We lost it a few places.
Just not marked well enough?
Yeah, in spots, and then just drifted over too.
George was using his axe to pound the snow hook, or ice hook, into the frozen ground.
Are you going to be able to keep up this pace all the way to Aniak?
Oh, God, I'm ready to go to sleep.
How about the dogs?
I think they're ready to go to sleep, too.
Maybe if I don't use them at lead, you won't have.
Yeah, you can go, you know, this side of the...
You come straight
the
through?
And go up that school bank. There's a trail going up by the school.
But mushers don't sleep much on a race. Unlike the Iditarod, with a mandatory 24-hour stop, the Kusko 300 is more like a marathon sprint. At checkpoints, there's always a need to care for the dogs and maybe time to go inside, warm up, and talk trail talk with other mushers.
I'd see one over here and think, well, that must be the trail, and I'd go over there.
Myron Angstman, George Atla, and Herbie Nyakpuk.
We made a detour up the slough, too. I don't worry about the word.
Oh, I don't know. I followed dog tracks the whole time. I never watched I never watched them.
Oh, we went back down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that way.
Sometimes he goes up river. Sometimes he goes into town. He knows where he wants to go. He never breaks down. Because the man is tall and his dogs are lean. Because they run on fish, not gasoline. I said... Mushroom dogs on now call.
What you feeding them?
Salmon, liver, meat, and commercial feed. Plus little kazyme.
Mike Williams.
I don't want to break trail now. I'm not in a hurry.
I'm just gonna wait a while. Best thing to do is wait a while.
Emmett Peters of Ruby.
We might pull away from me, but I might have a better advantage going home.
All right, come on, Lightning. Leo, get your butt over here.
Who scratched?
Louis George. Yeah. Couldn't make it. He got three lame dogs. Couldn't make it.
Nearly one-third of all the entrants didn't make it back to the finish line. One man's leader died. Another was down to the minimum 5 dogs with 200 miles to go. Others got discouraged after wandering around in the wind for hours looking for the trail. Here's Bethel rookie Bev Hoffman before she scratched.
I was so excited, and then I got lost. Golly, well, here, and I was thinking, oh, everybody is just going to laugh at me. I got lost, but everyone else got lost too, so I don't feel so weird. I was really feeling sorry for myself out there, you know, being a woman musher and all. I thought, well, everybody's just going to laugh.
I'm in 2 feet of snow and a hell of a mess. If I ever get out of this, I guess the easy races are all I'll do. Like the Iditarod and the Rendezvous.
Blunka Wassily of Dillingham, on his way back through Upper Kalskag, two-thirds of the way through his first 300.
Slow going last night, boy. We had to stop and look around for it. Boy, it's tough.
You surprised to be this far now?
Surprised? I didn't know. I'm still lost yet. Lost all the way up from start, Bethel to Antioch. Still lost.
Race veterinarian Dr. Bob Seth and musher Gus Chuckna.
The dogs running pretty warm. Doing a lot of panning.
Only thing we was hard finding the trail.
The trail was the problem.
Yeah. We had to walk and look for the trail.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did it have any flags on it?
No, the front one was going the wrong way, so they stopped. So we walk around and finally find the trail.
Who do you think's run more miles, you or the dogs?
I don't know. They'll keep going, I guess. Slow, though.
But rookie Gus Chuknok of Neustrojahat was fast enough to finish 12th, and Blunka Wassily, with his distinctive handlebarless sled, came in 9th. Eep Anderson of Takotna finished 10th, with only 5 dogs, but he was the third musher into Upper Kalskag on the way back to Bethel.
I'm hoarse from hollering, gee. Never hollered so much in my life.
Do you have any trouble finding the trail?
That's why I was hollering so much.
Their feet holding up pretty good?
Oh yeah, they're doing good. Starting to pick up a little bit.
Looks like you are too.
Yeah, it made me feel good today, I guess.
Joe Garney of Teller.
Max is on night shift. He don't work during the days. Boy, don't shine till night.
Heard you took the scenic route.
Yeah, I sure did. All over the woods, just taking a tour.
I'd like to thank Willie Fitka for taking me home. Not home, Bethel. Nowhere else but Bethel.
Musher Anthony Nick of Pilot Station, who ran his third 300.
Down where somewhere between here and Kwisluck, and we lost it. And he said, who's Bethel? I said, I don't know. He took off before me. We met in Portage, and I asked him, where are you going? He said, Bethel. And he asked me where I'm going, Bethel. And I said, well, let's go Bethel, both of us. Well, he took off the other direction, I took off the other direction. And I didn't know where I was going. Pretty soon I met the dog team coming, and it was Willie Fitka again. We were going circles, you know. Then finally we met together and said, well, we see Bethel Lights over there. Yeah, we should go torch it, but there's no trail to it. trail going that way and the other going that and the other going that. And I told Willie, well, I'm going to go to Bethel. And he says he's going to go to Bethel too.
Well, I finally got back from that awful race, with snow in my boots and frost on my face. I'll eat and I'll sleep and I'll drink my beer. Plan how I'm gonna win next year.
Okay. It seems right now that Myron and George are definitely the two that it's between, because they've picked up 10 minutes on the nearest team behind them. So I think between those two, right now, I figure that Myron may have a little edge, but George has put in his afterburner. Sometime between 5:30 and 6, I said they'd be in here.
Race Marshal Ernie Baumgartner was among the 150 or so people waiting on Front Street in Bethel in the dark at 5 a.m., looking hard for the headlamps that would peer through the mist, headlamps of the first mushers. There were two lights, Myron's and George's, trading position back and forth. And then at 5:57 a.m., Bethel attorney Myron Angstman came in first, just 15 seconds in front of world champion musher, the Hooslea hustler, the spirit of the wind, George Atla of North Pole.
I believe you broke every rule in the book, boy.
Well, I don't know, George.
Yes, sir.
Myron.
Take it up with the marshal.
I will. You can bet on it.
Okay.
What's the matter,
Bob? I don't know.
Let it go! Woo!
When did you and George get so close?
Just above Queeslick. We changed the lead 6 or 8 times. Last time right down here near the street.
It seemed like a little cat and mouse thing at the end.
Yeah. George is mad, and I'm not sure about what. We get tangled up down there, but I untangle him, but he's taking it up with the race marshal. I guess that'll have to be sorted out.
With the Cusco 300, the rules are just not, they don't spell
well,
out anything about it.
You're open to whip a dog right here, then, if you want to. That's, is that what you're saying?
Take this up in a private place. Let's discuss it.
Yeah, well, isn't he the race marshal?
Yeah, but this is the press is here and all questions.
Well, it ain't going to hurt my hide.
Okay.
You're George Atla.
What rule was broken, George?
That's George Atla.
In every race that I have ever been in, there has never, ever been a whip popping close to another team.
In the no man's land.
Pardon?
In no man's land?
No matter what land. You don't go popping. You know, that means...
Clarence and Joe, and all the good mushers that ran with you.
Myron, did the way that you finished the race and the altercations that happened right after diminish the winning at all for you?
It did for a few minutes, because right at the end I was expecting a different kind of feeling than I had after Atla came and made some remarks to me about the finish. But later I thought to myself, well, that really doesn't matter to me, because whatever happened, I was ahead of him at the finish and I didn't break any rules, and if it made him mad, that makes it all the sweeter for me.
How's that?
Well, because I know he wanted to win real badly and was trying his very best, and when you can beat the best when he's trying his best, it makes you feel good, you know.
After Myron and George, the other top 10 finishers, the best of the field for the 1983 Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race, were Joe Garney in third, followed by Clarence Tuorok, Guy Blankenship, defending champion Jerry Austin of St. Michael in sixth, Rookie of the Year Mike Williams in seventh, Herbie Nyukpuk, the Shishmaref Cannonball, Blanca Wassily, and then Eep Anderson. Many thanks to station KYUK for assistance while out and around the race. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.